You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Good afternoon, Tuscaloosa and internet world. How we doing today? Welcome in. This is the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com. We're going to have a fun show today. I appreciate everybody jumping in and joining us on the program today. My name is Joe Gaither. Obviously, you're listening to us or watching us on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever you get your social media. You can follow me at JoeGaither6. Send me your comments, your questions, your queries, and complaints. Or suggestions, whatever you like, right there on the social medias at JoeGaither6. We are going to have, hopefully, a fun show today. We want to thank all of our friends at Bama Central. We want to thank you guys, the listeners, for checking us out. Tell a friend about us. If you want to listen on replay, you can check us out on Spotify, on Apple Music, on Amazon. Whoo, we're going to have a blast of a show today, and I cannot wait to get into it. First, we usually on Mondays do weekend review. I'm going to save weekend review for Tuesday just to kind of go over all, look, a lot of headlines, a lot of things to get into over the weekend. We'll save that for Tuesday because I am very, very blessed today. Very blessed today to be joined by Alabama's five-star quarterback, 2024 commit, Mr. Julian Sayin. So look, everybody, appreciate you guys joining us. Go out and follow Julian Sayin on Twitter, at JuliansayIn2. Follow him on Instagram. That's where all the kids are at Julian Sayin. Follow them right there. Let them know that you're super excited about him joining the show, excited about joining the Tide. I'm excited about getting to know him. We're continuing our recruiting series on the Joe Gaither Show right here with Bama Central. We've talked to Sterling Dixon. We've talked to Caden Jones. This will be our third commit on the show. We're looking forward to trying to get right now all 12 as Alabama secured two more over the weekend in the 2024 class. I guess I'm going to have to ask Julian if he knows any German after the German linebacker committed on Sunday. We'll get into that on the rest of the week, and I'll continue to try to bring recruits onto the show to get to know them. I think that's a great avenue to learn the newest Alabama star. So without further ado, we appreciate everybody jumping in and joining us today on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, and then you can also listen to us on replay on Spotify, Apple Music, and on Amazon. Our other Bama Central podcast, our Blue Collar Unplugged, we've got our guys Blake Byler, Matthew Gibson, and Jacob Pickle talking all things Alabama basketball, Nate Oates related, and Crimson Tide hoops. And then we've got Austin Hannon and Katie Windham talking all things Bama. So we got three Bama Central podcasts. We appreciate you downloading and checking them all out. And without further ado, let's welcome in Mr. Special Guest, Julian Sayin, joins me today. Julian, first off, thank you so much for carving out some of your time. I know it's late morning out in California. I appreciate you spending some time on a Monday with us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really excited to be on.
No problem. I'm really excited to have you on. I got a little butterflies in my stomach. Just, I've never had a five-star on my show today or on my show yet. We've only been going about a couple of months now. I transitioned to Bama Central, so I really appreciate your time. First, I'll open it up with what have you been doing since you won Elite 11 last month?
Yeah, really just been working out with my team, doing summer workouts, and then hitting the beach a little bit, you know, enjoying some of that Cali weather.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, today I'm actually – I didn't plan this, but majorly blessed because some huge news around Julian Sayin. On 3 Sports comes out today. They re-rank everybody in the 2024 class. Happens every couple of months. And Mr. Sayin, number one quarterback in the class. Does that mean anything to you? I mean, you've already got the Alabama commitment. You're already locked in there. Does it mean anything to you to go above Dylan Raiola? Or what does that mean to a 17-year-old kid, 18-year-old kid?
Yeah, it's definitely pretty cool seeing, you know, just the rankings, but, you know, it's not all about that. I'm really just focused on, you know, developing and working with my team this year and trying to win a championship this season with my high school team.
Absolutely. Julian, why don't you give us a little bit of background? How did you get started playing football? What got you into football? What made you fall in love with football?
Yeah, growing up, I think maybe 5 years old, started playing football. Followed my brother's footsteps, really. My brother, he's 2 years older than me, so kind of grew up playing and just – really fell in love with the game when I was younger, and then just kind of always kept playing and started playing quarterback when I was around 6 or 7, and it just fell in love with it and took off from there.
Yeah, I read your brother Aiden, starting quarterback at Penn. What did you learn from watching your brother really a couple of years ahead of you grasping the game and taking it seriously and then earning a scholarship and doing well?
Yeah, definitely. So it was a big year for me when I was a freshman. He was a senior. I was able to be on varsity and be the backup to him. And really just that time kind of with us bonding really was a special part in my life. And definitely just taking some of the tools he has and some of the advice that he'd given me is very valuable.
What do you think was maybe a moment in that season that you're going to like take away from, okay, I'm going to need some advice, or I'm going to think about that. This means a lot. My brother told me this.
Yeah, just the preparation that he had for the games. You know, I've kind of taken his regimen and made it into my own. You know, just the way you watch film and how you prepare for each game.
All right, so I'll look at film just because I'm a fan. What's it like? What have you learned as a young kid just learning to watch film, to study, to learn, to figure out the game?
Yeah, when I was first year, when I was starting as a sophomore, it's kind of new to you because, you know, you haven't played these teams. But you know, these past few years, junior year, and especially coming to my senior year, I kind of know the teams in our league and know what they're going to do. So I get a little expectation, and then I kind of just see how we're going to put some wrinkles in the offense.
We're talking to Julian Sane out of Carlsbad, California. Now, Julian, I'm like a mile away from the stadium at Bryant Denny Stadium, so I've never been to California. Can you give me a little feel of, I know you're north of San Diego, but just a little bit. My parents, the last time they went to San Diego, said, Joe, it's the best place in the world, 75 degrees and sunny every day. Tell us about Carlsbad and just kind of what life's like out there.
I love it out here. So I live in like Carlsbad. It's kind of like a beach town north of San Diego. It's really chill, laid back. A lot of my friends from school, they'll be at the beach every day. Some kids I know like are really good at surfing. Like they might even go pro. So it's cool. And you know, it's real sunny out today. And I might hit the beach a little bit later. See what the weather's like. I was in the water yesterday. I was out there surfing yesterday. So,
do you? I mean, dumb question. You got any fear of the animal? Fear the depths out there, the sharks or whatever? That's a dumb question. But
we do have like kind of a shark issue right now in Southern California. Yeah, one of my best friends, he's a lifeguard out here, so he's been telling me. But you know, they're far out and they're really not interacting with humans too much, so I'm not too worried. But
there you go, fearless Julian saying we love it. I actually heard you, one of my good buddies is Ryan Fowler. You joined him maybe 2 weeks ago on his radio program. I heard you talk about, you know, a little bit into surfing. What do you like to do outside of surfing on the beach, like getting into the water? Like, what's the big, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go down here. You throw football? What's the big deal?
Toss the ball around a little bit. Spike ball's big, so we play a lot of spike ball. And then I play a little bit of beach volleyball. There's some courts down here that I'll play at. And then really just hanging out with my friends, getting in the water, going swimming.
That's what's up. I during that interview, I heard you say that you grew up loving Texas or having Texas as your dream school. I kind of looked up, you know, Texas hasn't been awesome over the last 15 years. How did that come into being? How did that love fall into your heart?
I don't know. It was just something about the burnt orange. Just when I watched college football on TV, I was like, that's my team. Like I like them right there.
There you go.
It stuck with me.
I'll let you in behind the curtains. I think that The Eyes of Texas is one of my most favorite fight songs. Because think about it, you're out there and they're all singing, you cannot get away. I think that's so intimidating. I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But you ended up choosing Alabama, and we love that. Thank the Lord. We appreciate that. We're looking forward to your career. You ended up choosing Alabama. What went into your recruiting process where you're like, okay, I kind of have a little love for Texas. A lot of schools are coming after me, Southern Cal, Alabama, everybody in the world. What got into what were some of the reasons that you chose Alabama?
Yeah, I'd say Alabama was the consistency there. You know, with Coach Saban, I really wanted to play somewhere where I'm going to coach hard. And then, you know, the winning tradition and the path the NFL they have there, it's unmatched. I mean, the quarterback development they've had in the past 5 years is ridiculous.
100%. And that's really since Jalen Hurts, 26 to 5, 6 years. What have you noticed, or what do you think that is that Coach Saban has emphasized a professional style quarterback over the last 5 or 6 years? Because really in his early tenure, no disrespect to Greg McElroy, Jay Coker, a lot of great players, but it was a lot of game management and letting the other players kind of showcase their skills.
I think it's more responsibility on the quarterback. You know, they have to come up to the line, make checks, change the play, a lot of and run quick offense and be able to make all the throws.
Julian, a little fun question for my friend. Fun question. What is your bench press? Always curious with quarterbacks. I've got you as a 6'1", 180. What are we bench pressing going into your senior year? Just to satisfy the comment.
I put on a little bit of weight. I'm around 195
nice.
Weight. But my bench, I think when we maxed in the spring, I think I was 255, maybe 245, 255.
More than I ever did in my life. Congratulations. Well done. What do you think about the Alabama strength and conditioning program? That seems like a good segue. What do you think? What do you see when you walk into that weight room?
Oh, it's I think they just got it redone too. So it's it looks great. I was just there at the end of June. So I'm excited to get out there and coach Ballou. He's going to coach me hard, and he's going to definitely put some weight on. So I'm excited.
Do you find the Carlsbad, the Lancers program to be fairly difficult in preparing you very well for Alabama?
Yeah, we have one of probably the better weight rooms in San Diego. We have a pretty good weight room, and I really enjoy our strength conditioning program. I think we have a good program.
Well, Julian, let's see, where am I next? Okay, tell me about Coach McNeil. Coach McNeil's been there with the Lancers for 12 years, and I had a couple texts with him. Not very nice guy. What have you learned from Coach McNeil? What has he taught you about the game and about playing quarterback?
So he's been a big part of my life. I mean, he coached in Orange County for his first couple years. He went to Carlsbad, graduated from Carlsbad, and then he coached in Orange County, coached at Los Alamitos, and had a lot of big-time players up there, Lakewood High School. Then he came back to Carlsbad, and he's been just a big part of my life. He's a great offensive mind, and he's the head coach, but he calls the plays, and we have Zoom calls like every Sunday night, just going into the week, talking about what we're gonna do, and he's just been a big part of my life with development and my recruiting process.
I'm reading last year that you went, Carlsbad went 10-2. You threw almost 3,000 yards. Won the Avocado League first. I love that name for a league. That's awesome. That's more unique than anything we got. It's like 6A Region 3. It's not fun like that. That's awesome. What did you learn? But my question is this. You lost to Lincoln in the second round of the playoffs. It looked like the second round based on what I saw. Maybe the third. 28-24, they kind of came back on you guys. What did you learn from that loss that you're taking into your summer that you're going to carry into your senior year?
Yeah, so actually going in – so my sophomore year, we ended up going 11-2, I think, or maybe – 11-1. Sorry, 11-1. We ended up losing in the same round. So it's like the open division. It's the championship game. So then my junior year, we lost last year in the championship game, again. So it's definitely something that's fresh in our team's mind. We had a young team last year. So this will be all seniors now. A lot of our stars will be seniors this year. So it's definitely fresh in our mind. And you know, it's just been a big off season for us trying to get back there.
Is that something that you and your teammates you'll kind of keep fresh? About a lot.
Definitely chip on our shoulder for sure.
There you go. Well, the big goal for Julian is leading this team to a state championship. Is that the main thing for you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely trying to get to state championship, win San Diego section first, and then try to win state.
Yeah, so speaking of San Diego section, I think I saw 24. Is that right? 24 straight sectional games for Carlsbad. Is that about right? 24 sectional wins in a row?
I think so. We hadn't lost at home since like 2017, something like that, until last season we lost to Inglewood at home, but we'll play them again this year, our first game, and I think we can have a good chance this year.
All right, so for my uninitiated self, is that because Carlsbad is very, very good, you guys are putting in a lot of work, or maybe the region is not as good? Because we have the same sorts of issues here in Tuscaloosa. We got a couple strong teams, and sometimes they're good, sometimes the region's not good.
No, our league's very competitive, and I mean, a lot of the games, we're not blowing teams out. We're having close games, so it's our league's very competitive, but we've just been real good the past couple of years.
Julia, my colleague, Miss Katie Windham, also works for Bama Central. She's going to chime in right here. Said, "Did you see? Did seeing West Coast quarterbacks like Tua and Bryce come across the country and have success at Alabama play into your decision to come to Tuscaloosa?"
Yeah, definitely. You see guys like Tua and Bryce come cross country, and then Najee Harris too from California. You see guys like that, and you know, they fit in well, and it just kind of makes you feel more comfortable with the decision.
You just hit the word fit, and a lot of people, or at least myself here in Alabama, wonder, okay, California kid coming to Alabama, what do you think the fit will be like for you? It's a little bit culturally different. I mean, not crazy, but a little culturally different.
Definitely, I probably won't get any carne asada burritos like I have here, but definitely I'm just a couple times I've been out there, just feel really comfortable and feel at home with the staff, with the players too, hung out with the players, and just feel at home.
We've got some water too up in Lake Tuscaloosa. What do you like about Tuscaloosa?
I mean, it's just it's a fun college town. It's very, very beautiful. All the buildings and the campus, and I just you know, the stadium's awesome, and just everything about it.
speaking of the stadium, I had Caden Jones on last week, and he said he had not been to a game yet. He's coming down to a couple of games this season. What's some of your memories or some of your takeaways? I heard you talk about Mississippi State, I think, two seasons ago. What are some of your best takeaways already as a participant watching the games in Bryant-Denny Stadium?
So I've been to one game. It was last season, Mississippi State. I think Bama won like maybe 30-7 or something like that. And it was fun because we watched Mississippi State. They were going for it every fourth down. It was a lot of fun to watch. And then I'm excited to get out this year. I think I'm going to be at the Ole Miss game and possibly the LSU game.
There you go. LSU is going to be a blast. You already know what's going to be coming off last year's loss. I think the revenge factor, people are just salivating right now to get LSU and Tennessee back into Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Yeah. Definitely.
What do you see when you're looking at, I mean, you're coming into the league in 2024, you're going to be a freshman, and the league's going to be shaken up. We're bringing in Oklahoma and Texas. We're dismantling divisions walking in as a freshman. What is that like? What does it feel like coming into a changing SEC? Julian probably got a call or something jumped off. No, that's all right. That's all right. It's no problem. It happens. It's all good.
It's definitely it's exciting, you know, with the new teams coming in, Oklahoma, Texas, see all these blue bloods coming in, and I'm excited. And I think it should be a lot of fun. And then, you know, just you're going to play whoever's in front of you, and you want to play the best competition.
I heard you talking about Tommy Reese recruiting you at Notre Dame, and then obviously when he was hired at Alabama, continued to recruit you. What's your relationship like with Coach Reese? I mean, he's right here in my age range. What is your relationship like with Coach Reese?
We have a great relationship. I mean, he recruited me at Notre Dame, and then just kind of just been talking with him recently, and we know each other pretty well, and I really like what he does offensively and just the person he is, and just a great guy all around.
All right, so I haven't met Coach Reese yet, but we barely know him in Tuscaloosa. Can you describe him for the fans? What is he going to be like just as a person and as a coach?
As a person, you know, I'd say he's funny. He's cool. He's kind of laid back guy, but you know, on the field, he's definitely gonna get on you if things aren't going right.
What do you like about his offensive system? A lot of people in Alabama think he's going to kind of change or revert Alabama's offensive system. What do you like about it?
I mean, he uses tight ends well. He's able to run the ball and play action. It's kind of what we do at Carlsbad. You know, we run a lot of play action, and we can use our tight ends, and we can also go spread.
Yeah, actually, I mean, I'll put on some of your film earlier. You're throwing a lot of deep balls down the field, and your receivers are making a lot of great plays. Yeah. Just talk about how fun it is just to be throwing it all around. I see 27 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions, just throwing it all around and just having fun with your guys.
Yeah, I really love playing at Carlsbad just because we have a lot of kids from I grew up with, and you know, just throwing them touchdowns on Friday nights is a lot of fun. You know, one of my best friends was one of our best receivers last year, and it was just a lot of fun. And these guys make a lot of great plays for us, and we got some good receivers coming this year that'll make a lot of plays, and you know, just it's a lot of fun.
Do you have any teammates that also have college aspirations? I mean, I want to focus on you. Do you have any other teammates that are committed or are going to other places?
Yeah, so our linebacker, he plays linebacker and tight end for us. He's good. He got offered by A&M a couple weeks ago, but he's just committed to Stanford recently. So he's going to go to Stanford. And then we have a receiver. He's 6'5". His name's Griffin, and he has some Ivy League offers. He'll probably end up going to the Ivy League.
That's awesome. Those are all great choices academically and athletically. Speaking of academics, I heard you talking about sports business, sports management. Is that kind of what you're feeling like for majoring, or are you still wide open, or what do you think about academically?
Yeah, probably sports management or something like that in that field for my major.
Alabama's got a great program. I spent a business minor, and I really appreciate my time. I think it's Manderson Hall. So what do you like about the campus that's not over it? You've got the Malmore Athletic Facility, but outside of Malmore, what do you like about the campus?
Yeah, I really got a good feel of the campus when we were doing our scavenger hunt a couple weeks ago. And, you know, Denny Chimes is, and that whole quad area is just the grassy areas. It's so beautiful in the south. And I just, that's probably my favorite spot, I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, your second, Caden talked about a scavenger hunt, and I did a bad job because I should have asked what more about that. He said it was an Easter egg hunt. What was that setup like?
So it was on, I think it was by position group. I was with Coach Reese and Coach Bark. So we were just going around, and it was like they would give you clues, and then you try to – it was like who get all the clues done and then get back to the facility the fastest. We didn't end up winning. Coach T. Rob and the DBs won, but I don't know how. It seemed rigged. I don't know.
You know how DBs are, very competitive. Yeah. Maybe – grabbing and holding, maybe penalty maybe. There or so. what about the barbecue? You came down end of June, last weekend of June, for the Big Bama barbecue. Talk about just the food, the great time, or what was your experience at the barbecue?
Yeah, got some good barbecue. Was able to connect with some of the players, recruits. Talked to some of the linemen, Caden Proctor, Olas, some of those guys, and then some of the linemen that are committed. And it was a good time.
I'm ecstatic about Caden Proctor. Is he as huge as he looks on camera?
Oh yeah, he's
he looks like he's going to be just a mountain out there. And is that exciting? Is that obviously a great thing for you? Big protection.
Yeah, it's exciting when you see a guy like that.
I see 6'1". Many people are going to say, "Oh my God, can you see over the line?" What's the? I mean, talk about your experience seeing over tall offensive linemen.
Yeah, we have a tackle on our team. He's like 6'7", 6'8", and I see over him. And it's not all seeing over; it's seeing through like lanes and stuff. It's passing lanes. It's not really an issue.
Perfect. Okay, Julian, let's talk about really Alabama this year and kind of in the future real quick. Alabama's quarterback room is very wide open right now. You got five highly rated prospects, Jalen Milroe, Tyler Buckner, Ty Simpson, Holstein, and Lonergan. Obviously, somebody's going to win the job, and Coach Saban will do the best. How does that factor into your decision? You're like, okay, they've already got a loaded room. How does that factor into your decision to still choose Alabama?
You know, it's just going in and competing. I was never picking a place because of how the quarterback room lined up. I just wanted to go to the place that best fit for me, and I'm not worried. I mean, I like competition. I want to go in there and be coached hard, and the other players are going to bring the best out of you.
Have you experienced a quarterback competition before?
Not in my high school. I haven't, but no.
Oh, does that excite you? Because
yeah.
Unless something weird happens, that's exactly what you're walking into.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I like all those guys in the room. I met Milroe. I met all five of them, so I really like them all. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are wondering about the production this year with the quarterbacks. I think a lot of people are excited about the other positions. I have a sneaky feeling that we're going to have a really good quarterback. What do you think about whoever emerges? What do you think about the skill sets of whoever emerges?
Yeah, I think all those guys are talented, and they're going to be all prepared to play very well in games. And, I think all those guys can make plays.
Julian, a lot of people are talking, or NIL has made a huge impact over college football over the last couple of years. What is your perspective on NIL, especially coming from California? Bryce Young did very, very well in NIL here at Alabama. What's your perspective on NIL?
Yeah, it wasn't really too much of a factor in my decision. I kind of had the approach of, like, you're going to go in there and then you're going to make all your money when you're getting drafted. So you pick the best place you want to go to be a first-round draft pick.
All right, so on that train, what are some of the maybe hobbies or brands or things that you like to eat anywhere, you like to shop anywhere, you use Verizon or play some video games? What are some of your interests outside of football that maybe some business people might be able to pick up on?
Yeah, I really like going to the beach, hanging out with my friends. I like playing I play pickup basketball sometimes. And, you know, there's a couple brands out here that are like really nice clothes. Like Vuori's one of them. I think they're making their way out east, and they have some good stuff.
All right, so we got a spot called Christopher Mobley right there on the strip, and they sell Vuori, and so that's your first stop. Christopher Mobley, they've got great great clothing. We appreciate, you know, anytime that I wear a couple of their clothes when I'm trying to look nice. And so yeah, hit them up. They'll get you started on some Vuori right there. What's a go-to food? You already talked about carne asada tacos. Yep. What's a main I'm craving this. This is my main thing.
Definitely tacos. I love In-N-Out. I mean, I go to In-N-Out probably twice a week, just because, you know, every Friday night I'm there. But I'd say probably tacos. I love like carne asada tacos with some guacamole.
I've never had In-N-Out, so what am I missing?
Oh, it's good. It's really good price too. It's like $7 or $8 for a meal, and it's like really good burger and fries. Like, it's good.
All right, well, maybe when Julian Sane comes to Tuscaloosa, In-N-Out will put a franchise right there on right there downtown.
That'd be nice. That'd be
awesome. That'd be great. What's your perspective on the transfer portal? Lots of people are like, quarterback's going to use the transfer portal, you know, jumping around looking for starting jobs. What's your perspective on the transfer portal?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good for some players who kind of have gotten like it's tough when you go into a situation and the whole staff that recruited you left, and it's like, yeah. But I think it also can be bad because, you know, these guys aren't really given a true shot at the one school that they originally committed to, but it has good and bad.
Absolutely. I got to follow up with the transfer portal. Yes. What's the challenge of following past quarterbacks at Alabama? I mean, you hit it in the last couple of minutes about the last 5 years of quarterbacks, Jalen, Mack, Tua, everybody, Bryce. What's the challenge of following that legacy?
Yeah, I'd definitely say there's definitely a standard that's set there, and you just go in and play your game and just see how it unfolds.
Can I ask you a little separate question? You had some relationships with Bill O'Brien, obviously in recruiting. Now that he's gone to New England, what do you think he's? I mean, how do you think he's going to fit in with Mac? I mean, just the Alabama connection there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really like Coach O'Brien. We had a great connection when he's recruiting me and when I committed here. We had a great connection. I'm excited to see what he does in New England with Coach Belichick and Mac.
Do you have a favorite football team? Are you a Los Angeles Chargers fan, or did that break your heart?
It kind of broke my heart, but I'm still a Chargers fan. I used to go to the games a lot when I was younger, down in San Diego. And so I haven't been to SoFi yet, actually, but I think I'm going to go this season. Yeah, I'm a Chargers fan.
What's your Justin Herbert fan? We love him.
Yeah, love Justin Herbert. Great player.
He's a stud, absolute stud. Somebody that you model your game after. You've been watching football for a while. Who are some maybe quarterbacks or maybe non-quarterbacks that you like to emulate?
Yeah, I'd say Joe Burrow. He's poised. You know, he's just calm, cool, collected, and delivers the ball.
All right, Joe Burrow, big cigar guy. You got into, I mean, you're maybe a little young, but.
Yeah, I'm a little young, not really now.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get you one for October 2024 when you beat Tennessee. We'll get your first cigar.
Definitely.
This past year, Bryce Young just balling his butt off and made himself the number one overall pick right there. Just what do you see in Bryce Young? Oh, I was so impressed with him over 3 years, talking to him, getting to know him on the field, just a wizard, and then off the field, such a professional, such a nice guy. What's your relationship like with Bryce?
I'd say, yeah. The relationship.
Or both, anything.
Yeah, we have a good relationship. I met him a few times, and he was able to give me some great advice when I was out there and just tell me how it's going to kind of be when I first get there and stuff like that. And it was great advice. And yeah, and what I see in him is just the demeanor. You know, he's so calm, cool, and just really what you want in a quarterback.
All right, so Julian, a little behind the curtain. I tried to play quarterback in seventh grade for about 5 minutes. I said, hey, I can throw the football down the field. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the quarterback coach said, okay, sure, you're behind center. He had me do like a hitch route, and, you know, defense was all over me. What in the world? How does it slow down? How did you say, okay, you said you started in the sixth grade or at six years old. How do you say, all right, I'm going to take a snap. I don't care about these guys in front of me. I'm reading everything. Everything's so slow. What is that process like for someone who's ignorant?
I don't know. It's just kind of, you just kind of get in the zone, a lot of reps, you know. I'm just back there when I'm in the game. You just kind of take the snap, you get in the zone, and you just kind of know what you're doing.
That's awesome. Coach Saban, he's been at Alabama your entire life. What is it going to be like? What's your thoughts process on playing for Coach Saban? And yeah, what's your thought process on playing for Coach Saban?
Yeah, I'm really excited. He's obviously one that coaches hard and brings the best out of his players. And, you know, just, yeah, he's been at Alabama my whole life growing up, watching Alabama football. That's what you think of. You think of Coach Saban.
And what have the coaches told you going into your senior year? They always say, hey, you need to work on this, you need to grow with that. What are some of the things that you're going to be focused on your senior year?
I would say just, you know, focusing on just being a big leader on my team, and really just enjoying my senior year and having fun just before I get to college, and just really just having a good experience.
What is your leadership style, or how do you feel like you lead best in the Carlsbad Lancers?
Yeah, I think you have to be vocal with some guys. Some guys definitely need a little bit. And then some guys you just lead by example, and they follow.
Julian, I heard that you're going to be graduating early and enrolling early at the university. So my brain is like, stupid high school. You're going to miss your second semester of high school. Yeah. Does that care? Do you care about? I mean, obviously not. But like, what does that cost? I mean, you're gaining extra experience in Alabama, but you're giving up a second semester in high school with your friends, a real graduation, prom. What's that cost benefit analysis like for you?
I would say, yeah, it's definitely sad. You know, my best friends here. just leaving these guys. But I'd say you're kind of excited because you're really starting your life. You're going to college, and then it's really just a kickstart to your life.
Can we talk about the Elite 11 experience? I heard heard you talk about it a little bit with Ryan Fowler, and obviously congratulations on winning MVP. What's it like being out there 3 days, all eyes on you? Oh my gosh, he's doing this, he's doing that. What's it like under the microscope?
Yeah, it's definitely a pressure-filled environment. You kind of have to – that's kind of what the test is. It's kind of really how do you deal with that, and how can you deal with, like, the mental capacity of what we're doing. There's so many meetings. We didn't have any free time. We were there. We were doing something every single day, and we were doing – like, every minute was charted, and every minute was scheduled. So it was just – it's a pressure-filled environment, and how can you handle it? And it was a good experience. I really connected with some of those guys, and I had a great time.
And so you hit on the connection, but you're obviously in a year or two going to be rivals. It seems like quarterbacks have always had a fraternity really throughout time. We all like each other, the yada yada. But when you're on the field, it's cutthroat. How do you balance kind of that aspect?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, it's just after the game, it's fraternity, you know, it's bigger than this. Like, these are bonds you're going to make for the rest of your life.
You and Dylan Raiola are going to be compared literally probably your entire career. So what's your life? What do you see in Dylan? What do you know about him? All I know is that he's moved around and now he's at Buford and he's very, very highly rated. What can you tell us about Dylan? Excuse me.
We have a great relationship. So I first met him when I was going into my junior years after my sophomore year, at the QB retreat in Santa Monica. We actually stayed room together. So I was able to meet him and connect with him, and he's a great dude. And he's obviously a great player. He's big, strong. He can throw it hard. He accurate, makes plays with his feet. So he's a great dude, and I like him.
You just hit on throws hard, and something I looked at or felt like I noticed watching your film is that your touch on the football is really, I think, is next level. I think I was seeing throws where, oh, this one's on a bullet, well, this one's on an arch and really falling in the bucket. Where do you learn that, or how do you develop that? What goes into learning how to, okay, I'm going to throw this one at 99 miles an hour, and this one's going to float all the way over there?
I'd say it's just repetition. Kind of growing up, when I was playing like flag football and Pop Warner football, I just had pretty good instincts of like how I need to throw this ball and stuff like that. So it was just growing up, it was just repetition.
I'm going to ask you my buddy Tyler White. He works at WVUA over on campus as well. Question I'd like to know with elite quarterbacks like this is, throwing the ball kind of like shooting a three? Do you know it's going to be a perfect throw when you let it go, or is it a tense moment waiting on the result?
Yeah, most of the time it's kind of like a three. Like I know that's like you're in your head, like, I know that's going to be good. So, I mean, you're kind of waiting on the receiver, like, oh, he's got to go make the play. But most of the time I know it's going to be good. It's just, like I was saying before, repetition, though. Like, you've thrown it so many times, you know what it's like, you know what it's going to fall in like, you know how you throw the ball, you know where it's going to go.
So you've hit on 7-on-7s and kind of repetition. A lot of debate on how effective or how useful 7-on-7 is. Your quarterback, how do you feel like it's, how useful or do you feel like it has been for you?
I feel like the club isn't as useful. I think high school 7-on-7 is very useful. We just played in a tournament two days ago with my high school. We went up to St. John Bosco and played. And it's really, I think it's very useful, you know, getting the timing with your receivers and how they should run these routes, and getting your defense into coverage. But I think club is good, but I don't think it's as useful as high school.
How did the tournament go? St. John Bosco, that's DJ Owe Ungalale school, correct?
Yeah, we made it to the championship and lost to them in the finals. They got a really good defense.
Yeah. Well, Julian, I've really appreciated your time so far today. We're talking to Julian Sayin, Mr. Five-Star Quarterback, winner of Elite 11 2023, out there at Carlsbad, California. Let me ask you about, I got two receivers already committed in the Alabama 2024 class, Rico Scott, Perry Thompson. What do you know about those two guys? What's your relationship like? And are we about to go, you know, thousands and thousands of yards together?
Yeah, I don't think I've met Rico yet, but I've met Perry. Perry's a good dude. They're both good dudes. I really like them. Perry's big. He's a big, strong kid. I think he's like 6'3", 205. And then Rico can fly. He's fast. So it's two good skill sets. And I'm excited about those guys. And I think we should be getting some commitments coming this month. So I'm excited.
Yeah, lots of Alabama fans a little bit worried about Perry Thompson flirting with Auburn. Now, obviously, everybody's got to go where the best is for them. But we hope Perry stays with the Alabama Crimson Tide. You working on it to make sure we keep that commitment?
Yeah, I've been texting him, just letting him know how much we want him still at Alabama, and I think he'll make the right decision in the end.
I think so too. Well, it'll be the right decision for him, whatever that is. What do you like about? I mean, you've already hit on the Alabama quarterback development over the last 5 years, but equally at the same time, the wide receiver development really over the last 5-6 years has been incredible. So you'll be working with the highest, the best of the best. What's that like for you, knowing that you're going to be throwing the football to future pros?
It's awesome, definitely knowing that you're playing with the elite guys. I mean, the guys they have in there, Isaiah Bond, I think he's going to be elite. Benson, they just got him from the JUCO. He's really good. And then they got some dudes, Jeremiah. He's a dude, so a lot of guys.
Well, I'm really – I've watched Malik Benson's tape. I think he's going to be – just destroy the SEC this year. I cannot wait for it. Julian, what is something that – okay, you're not playing football. You're not on the beach. You got some downtime. What do you like to get into with your friends or do other than that?
Yeah, really just like hanging out in Carlsbad. We play a little bit of basketball sometimes. We go to In-N-Out all the time. Yeah, so it's
yeah. You hit basketball. Are you when did you specialize or have you specialized in football only, or have you played other sports throughout your time?
I played lacrosse and basketball growing up. I played club basketball until I was seventh grade, and then I kind of shut it down when I was in eighth grade and started playing football only.
What did those other sports kind of teach you about competitiveness or playing football?
I was just always a competitive kid growing up with my brother. I was always trying to be better than him. So I was always just, it always was kind of in me, just the competitiveness. And I really enjoyed playing basketball when I was.
All right. Can I ask you a personal question? What's the biggest or most interesting fight that maybe you and your brother got into? Brothers fight, brothers argue. That's something that maybe happened in your youth.
I'm trying to think. There's definitely just been some crazy fights over, like, we used to play NCAA the game. Man, it would get crazy. If you scored a touchdown, it was like I was losing my mind.
Are you excited about NCAA coming back 2024?
Yeah. Be fun.
You gonna take the $500 and get yourself in the game, or are you gonna hold out like the other camp is?
Oh, it's 500. It's not about the money. It's about, like, it's so awesome to be in the game.
Exactly. I remember 2014 was the last copy and played it like crazy. You got to get yourself in the game.
It's awesome.
It'd be a crime not to be in there. So, what else do I don't know if I have anything else for us today. This has been a blast. This has been a pleasure for me, and I appreciate you giving me some of your time. What's going to be the next focus for the next 2 months? You're obviously getting into fall camp very, very soon, and then it's going to be one more semester of high school when you're here to Tuscaloosa.
Really, I'm just enjoying the summer with my friends. I'm trying to soak it all in before I head out, and just really soak in Carlsbad for a little bit longer, and really just have a good time with my friends.
Well, Julian, please tell everybody where they can follow you, how they can support you your last year in high school. We really are looking forward to you coming to Tuscaloosa. What's the best way that people can, you know, get behind you?
What do you mean? Sorry about that.
Oh, what's the, you know, I just like to open it up and let my guests kind of promote themselves if they want to at all. You know, if you follow you on social media, see you somewhere.
Anything like that. I'm active on social media. So anyone hits me up, I'll be sure to respond, you know, like it, whatever.
Yeah, the Alabama fans show a lot of love, so that's really where you can follow him at JuliansSayin2 on Twitter and at JuliansSayin on Instagram. We need to get together. Bryce Young was charging like a big, big fee for some Instagram posts. We got to get you on that now.
Okay.
We'll up. I see 19,000 followers on Instagram. We'll get you to 500,000 before you get to. Julian, thank you for your time. I really, really appreciate it. I hope to get to know the rest of the 2024 class, and I hope to continue to stay in touch and get to know you through your time, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. That's Julian Sayin hanging out with us today. I really appreciate it. A long time hanging out with Julian Sayin, 5-star quarterback from California, Carlsbad, California. What a blessing. I appreciate it. I hope that I asked all the questions that you guys are looking for. He's going to have, four more months here in high school, and then he's going to come to Tuscaloosa early enroll in January. So, look, that's going to do it for our program today. Tomorrow, we'll do weekend review. We'll talk about Northwestern. We'll talk about really – a lot of the drama that happened over the weekend. We'll continue. We'll hit on Alabama got three commitments yesterday. We got two 24-24s in Xavier Brown and in Justin Okoronkwo. So two more guys that I can add to my list to try to bring on to the Joe Gaither Show to get to know more recruits. And then they obviously got Zakai Hilton, the first 2026 commit offensive lineman out of Georgia, lifelong Alabama fan. So hopefully we'll get those guys on the show. We will do recon review and kind of do headline review tomorrow. I appreciate everybody tuning in to the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central. You can watch us on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. Follow me at JoeGaither6. Do replays on Spotify, on Apple Music, and on Amazon. And of course, follow us on BamaCentral.com. It's the number one place covering all things Crimson Tide. I appreciate Chris Walsh putting me on each and every day. You can follow him at Writing Walsh on the Twitter machine. Follow all of our coverage at BamaCentral.com. So look, that's going to do it for the Joe Gaither Show. We're going to keep it rolling on the recruiting series. We're going to have a fun week the rest of the week. I hope you guys are enjoying your July. Oh my gosh, did we get some SEC Media Day news today? We'll talk about that tomorrow right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.